Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Home Practice with Hallie. I'm your host, Hallie Miraglada, here with the mission to make the tools of yoga more accessible to all bodies, no matter where in the world you make your home. In the United States, tonight is the evening of the 2020 presidential election. The last 4 years have produced disaster after disaster, culminating with a deeply mismanaged pandemic response. Tonight's anxiety rides the tale of grief and isolation. And regardless of this evening's conclusion, the following days, months, and years will ask of all of us continued effort to achieve universal health care, racial equity, the protection of reproductive rights and the right to marry, paths to citizenship for immigrants and refugees, environmental protections, food security, and more. Yoga is a social justice practice. It requires of you that your actions, your mindset, and your votes stem from a place of non-harming towards yourself and others, especially those whose circumstances differ from your own. Tonight's episode is a meditation for nervous people. When nervous energy is high, it is often challenging to sit still. Instead, we can use focused, repetitive movement and breath to strategically harness and redirect energy as a means to self-soothe. This walking meditation is intended to gather a scattered mind, connect your reality to your actual physical experience instead of racing through potential scenarios, and to soften your expectations for your own emotional management. I believe that you are doing the best you can. This meditation is intended to incrementally provide some relief. To prepare for this meditation, you can choose to walk within your own home, you can walk around the block, or the perimeter of your backyard, or the length of your local park. I'll be walking inside my house, and the guest speaker for this evening's episode will be my squeaky floorboards. Give yourself a moment to stand up, put on shoes if you're leaving the house, and I'll meet you back here in just a moment to get started. If you haven't already, come on up into a standing posture. Separate your feet about hips-width distance apart underneath you, and then explore your connection to the ground. Start to shift the weight forward into the ball mounds, the fronts of your feet, and then pull your weight back into your heels. With breath awareness, inhale, shift your weight forward, feel your toes squeeze the ground, and exhale as you shift your weight back. Last time, find this movement on your own. Inhale. And back, exhale. Now come to center. Inhale as you shift your weight over to the right sides of each foot. And then exhale as you shift the weight over to the left, feeling the edges. Keep going. Inhale, shift your weight to the right. Notice how your body reacts to a shift in foundation. And exhale as you shift back to the left. And then when you're ready, come back to center. Evenly distribute your weight throughout each quadrant of each foot. And pause for a moment. Before you begin your walking meditation, imagine that you are a traveler whose destination is far. Your journey requires patience and stamina. And your meditation is an act of self-preservation. As you regulate your energy output, you avoid suffering twice through that which has not yet occurred. And as you prepare for your journey, call to mind those whom you walk with and for whom you walk forward. We may arrive at our destinations faster if we travel alone, but we can go further when we walk with and consider each other. So as you breathe here, as you establish yourself in this present moment, know that you are supported by all those who walk in this direction. Feel the power of the breath as you inhale into your belly. Observe your capacity. As you exhale, empty out, preparing the way for what comes next. One more breath for yourself. Set the tone, set the pace. And we begin this walking meditation by moving in place. Imagine that you're moving through honey or water. As you inhale, lift your right knee to the height of your hip like you're marching in slow motion. Exhale as you replace your right foot back to the ground, like you're marching in place. Inhale, lift the left knee to the height of your hip, flex your foot. Exhale, release your left foot back down to the ground. Just like that, marching in place in slow motion. Inhale, right knee up. Exhale, right foot down. Marching in place. Inhale, lift the left knee up. And as you exhale, place it down. You can continue moving like this in slow motion, feeling a little bit of warmth enter into the legs and the joints. If your energy level would be better served by some stronger movements, you can transition this movement into a stomping movement. So start to stamp your feet in place, feeling a connection with the ground, right? Taking up space, meet the earth, your movement for four, for three, for two, and one. And feel yourself in place. As we begin this walking meditation, begin slowly. Remove the automation from your movements so that you can observe sensation you may otherwise not have noticed. Let's start in slow motion. Extend, let's say, your right foot forward. Feel the heel connect. Shift the weight over the arch into the fronts of the foot, the toes. And then the left foot stretches forward in slow motion. Again, meet the ground, the heel over the arch, the ball mound, and the toes. Go as slow as you can, observing the moment at which your weight shifts from the back foot, propelling you forward onto your front foot. And as you walk forward here in very purposeful, slow motion, start to notice the connection of your foot to the ground, the little supporting muscles in your ankles and the lower leg. Observe the muscles in your calves, in the quads, in the hips. And as you walk slowly forward, observe your breath. Can your inhales drop lower into your belly, rooting you and anchoring you? Can your exhales find completeness at the bottom, the release? And as you breathe and move forward with purpose and intention, drop your shoulders. Soften your arms heavier in their socket. Unclench your jaw, separating your rows of teeth away from one another. And separate your eyebrows, relaxing the features of your face. Feel fluid and purposeful as you continue moving forward, stepping one foot in front of the other. And as you walk, you may observe parts of your environment. Draw your mind's attention to the temperature of the air on your skin. To the sounds you are able to discern with your ears. To any sights you are able to see with your eyes. And continuing to walk slowly forward, resist the urge to label any of your noticings as good or bad. You might acknowledge your preference, but rather than becoming attached to the outcome, simply observe and notice what is. And just like the traveler on their journey, feel the significance of the commitment with each step forward, reaffirming your direction and the arrival at a destination that you have envisioned. And as thoughts enter your mind, allow anything heavy to sink through you down to the bottom of your feet. And with each connection of your foot to the ground, allow that negativity, the heaviness, to release into the ground like compost, like something able to nourish the hopes that are rooted in your vision. And perhaps continuing to visualize that release of heaviness downward, and continuing to observe the breath as you soften the physical sensations. Walk forward here at your own pace, on your own, feeling the support of those who walk with you. And wherever you are walking, for a moment, just pause. Take a moment to observe any energetic shift, allowing each breath to be an expression of attention and awareness. And as you move forward on your journey this evening, this week, this year, take care of yourself as a traveler. Rest when you are tired. Keep your goal in mind. And remember that even when we do not see those who are traveling with us, we are not traveling alone. And feeling the power and the certainty of that connection here, standing where you are in the world. Close your guided practice with me tonight with one more communal breath. Empty your air out. Without effort, inhale easily, graciously. And then exhale all the way out. As you continue your breaths this evening, let it be a reaffirmation of the cycle of letting go of what we don't need to create the space for what we do. Friends, take care of yourselves tonight, and I'll see you tomorrow.